Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
What does early ADP look like right now on April 19th? We'll tell you on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Adam Azer and Heath Cummings here, taking a look at 14 drafts. Only 14 drafts that have been done in the last 4 weeks or so on NFC. But that's not nothing. And Heath, the first thing that stands out to me, Jonathan Taylor, number one, and this is predominantly half PPR, as you told me before we went on the air, but Cooper Kupp, number two. Cooper Kupp, then Eckler, then McCaffrey, then Henry. That surprised me. That's higher than I've seen him go.
Yeah, and I wonder, like, if it's one of those situations where nobody knows what order to draft the running backs in, and they feel pretty confident they want Cooper Kupp first at wide receiver, so they just take Cooper Kupp. That could very well be what's separating that. It's going to be really interesting. I have no idea when we get to July or August who's going to be number two in ADP. None.
Who would be number two for you in a half PPR league?
In a half PPR league, I'd probably go Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
Who's, what, fifth?
Fifth, yeah. We have Javonte Williams, ninth overall, just ahead of Dalvin Cook. Javonte Williams. So Najee Harris, Javonte Williams, Dalvin Cook.
Yeah, I mean, that seems fine to me. I've got some pretty big concerns about Dalvin Cook's role in the passing game, and right now there's no Melvin Gordon there. So I've got Cook ahead of Williams right now, but I am still kind of expecting that somebody significant is going to get added to this Broncos backfield. Once Gordon signs, I might have a Williams ahead of Cook.
Alvin Kamara, 16th. Do you think that's with the legal situation pending, maybe a suspension pending? Alvin Kamara, 16th.
Yeah, that's got to be what it is. And I go back and forth because, like, if it's six games even, I think that's too high.
Right. Okay. You think 16th is too high?
If it's too high for sure. If there were a six game suspension right now, the other thing you have to factor in though is what if this is one of those legal situations that just goes on throughout the year and they keep continuing it and nothing happens.
Okay. How about two running backs who were, you know, in the free agency news, both back with their original teams, or, you know, the teams they were on last year, Leonard Fournette and James Conner, and Fournette going 20 picks ahead of James Conner, 19th overall. And Connor at 39 overall.
I'm pretty fine with Fournette being at 19th overall. I just think Connor should pretty much be right next to him. These are both guys that showed flashes last year of top five running back potential. They're both guys who right now it doesn't look like they'll have to share quite as much as they did last year because they've lost people who had over 100 touches from that backfield and Chase Edmonds and Ronald Jones. I'm fine with either one of these guys in round two.
How about Chris Godwin, 48th overall, just behind DJ Moore? That's got to be injury related, right? And this is a guy who could shoot up into the second round, I think.
Oh, yeah. That makes me almost worry that there are people smarter than me that know things about Chris Godwin that I don't. Because even with his current risk, I don't think Chris Godwin is as likely to miss four games as Alvin Kamara is. And his upside's not quite as high, but he's, like you said, he's a second round pick with no injury. So, yeah, that seems way too low.
Yeah, I mean, you could argue he should be a first-round pick in a full PPR league because he's just probably – how many catches would you think for Chris Godwin if he plays 17 games? 115, something like that?
Yeah, a whole lot.
A whole lot. Okay, we've got some tight ends coming off the board in the 40 to 50 or so range. Kyle Pitts, 42. George Kittle, 50. Darren Waller, 53. Pitts – Kittle, Waller within 11 picks of each other.
Yeah, I've got it. Waller, Kittle, Pitts. You said that was round five?
Late round four into round five. Mid round four into round five.
I like Waddle and Kittle in round four.
Waller and
Waddle and Kittle. Yes. Pitts, that's too high for me for Pitts right now. I don't like that situation at all.
Okay. And then I'll give you one more here to react to. How about Travis Etienne cracking the top 60, basically 60th overall, two picks ahead of Michael Carter, and then there's a little bit of a gap at running back. You had Damian Harris after that, but Travis Etienne, Fifth round pick, late fifth round.
Almost exactly where I have Travis Etienne. So I don't dislike that at all. Now, the fact that it's ahead of Michael Carter, who I have at the 4 or 5 turn, I've got some problem with that. I think Carter's going too late. But I think the 5-6 turn is probably where Etienne should go.
All right. Might get good value on Michael Carter based on this early average draft position. We'll talk about a lot more of these guys on our full-length show. For Heath Cummings, I'm Adam Azer. This has been Fantasy Football Today in 5. Thanks so much, everybody. We'll talk to you later.